Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
German doctors are calling to restrict medical mutilation on children. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is really a good move from the German Medical Assembly, which is the 128th German Medical Assembly, comprised of 250 delegates from all 17 in-country medical associations. And they are calling on the German government to restrict puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and medically mutilating surgeries for minors. This is awesome.
Well, and understand what you just said. This is a meeting of the German Medical Assembly, and you have 250 delegates that represent all 17 in-country German medical associations. So they've got 17 medical associations that are at that assembly, and they're all represented, and that assembly now is calling for the government to restrict the puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and medically mutilating surgery. So this is not just a few German doctors.
No.
This is huge.
And they want to limit these procedures only to controlled, and they use that word in quotes, research settings and studies only. So they're not saying every little child who has gender confusion needs to get these mutilating surgeries and puberty blockers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so the delegates actually overwhelmingly passed the resolution 120-47. They've urged the German legislators to limit these procedures to controlled research settings and studies only. So this is huge. So it is now focusing more on counseling rather than medical mutilation. And what we have here are all three: no puberty blockers, no hormone treatments, no mutilating surgeries to treat this gender confusion. Rather, what they're saying is counseling, psychiatrically, socially, and psychologically evaluate the children for at least, a period of time.
You know, and it seems like these Europeans are getting smart about this issue. They need to share it with some of the American doctors. But the German Medical Association, for example, joins at least 8 other European nations with the same efforts to limit this for children.
Yeah, it's really incredible to watch this, because if you go back in time, I read something years ago when we started in this whole same-sex marriage debate issue back in the early 2000s. And one of the things that I came across in multiple different sections is that the marriage policy trend begins typically in the Netherlands. It moves from there to Europe and from Europe to the United States. And so it usually gets liberal in the Netherlands, then infects Europe, and then Europe happens to bleed over into our country here in the United States of America. And that has been the case. That was what happened with regards to same-sex marriage. You started to have some of those trends happening there in the Netherlands. And now, on the other hand, you're having a reversal of that. Mm-hmm. So basically, the LGBTQ issue also happened that way. But now you're having a reversal, particularly on this transsexual issue.
Well, these European countries are doing these studies. For example, there's a Dutch study that found that gender confusion to be associated with poor mental health. So there's a clear declining trend that symptoms of gender confusion in children will decrease and desist with age. I mean, so they're looking at the actual scientific study versus in America, you see a lot of those just pushing this LGBT agenda.
Yeah, the German Medical Assembly also passed additional resolution by a vote of 110-64, disapproving of Germany's new self-ID law that allows individuals as young as 14 to legally identify as a gender different than their biological sex without a psychiatric assessment.
14.
Yeah.
14.
So, you know, what you have happening here is you had this trend that began in the Netherlands, Europe, United States. And you had, for example, one of the things that happened in Great Britain was there was a same-sex marriage case over there. And they went the right way, but the European Union then went the wrong way. So you had this trending that was happening, more liberalization on same-sex marriage and also on this LGBTQ. You had in Great Britain and London, you had the Tavistock Clinic. The Tavistock Clinic is a clinic that provided these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries on adults, and also then began to move toward minors. But now what you're seeing is a changing of the pendulum's direction. So in the Netherlands, also in Europe, and now in the United States, you're starting to see the pendulum shift the other way. And the reason for that is, for example, Europe has been further down this road than we are, longer than we have been. And consequently, they are seeing the negative results of it earlier because they've been in that particular situation for a longer period of time. And so the Tavistock Clinic, which was one of the leading so-called gender clinics in the world, you started to have people that would come out of that clinic and say, I'm no better. In fact, I'm worse off now because I still have the mental problems that I had before. They're worsened because they've never been treated. And now I regret mutilating my body. Mm-hmm. So there has been independent studies that were done on the patients of the Tavistock Clinic. And they found that there was no benefit. In fact, there was more greater harm than good. And now they're shutting down the Tavistock Clinic. So you're starting to see this happen in Great Britain, in the Netherlands. It's great to see this happen in Germany.
Well, don't forget the four-year CAS review, which came out recently, was commissioned by the National Health Service in England and led by Dr. Hilary Cass, has also prompted the medical authorities in both England and Scotland to halt prescriptions of these procedures for children. She examined much of the published research on puberty blockers and hormones, remarking the quality of many studies were disappointingly poor and stated in her final review they lacked virtually any positive measurable outcomes. That's any positive measurable outcomes.
Well, in that CAS review by Dr. Hilary Cass is the basis. She was actually asked to review the Tavistock Clinic and some of these other things involving the mutilation on minors and others. And that's when she came out with this report finding that there was no benefit to it. So consequently, the authorities are shutting that down. And we're starting to see that kind of trend happening in the United States. So you have the CAS review, you have the shutting down of the Tavistock Clinic in London, you have the trend moving away from the mutilating surgeries in Great Britain, also in some parts of the Netherlands. You also have the German medical establishment, you know, in the German Medical Assembly passing this resolution against puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries. In addition to that, you're also starting to see a trend in the United States. You have now 25 states that ban these same mutilating procedures. But you also have some of our medical associations that have just simply gone off the rail, mm-hmm. that are pushing this, the AMA, the American Psychiatric and the American Psychological Association. They continue to stand firm in their support for the so-called medical mutilation that they are doing.
Makes you wonder if they're getting money maybe as a result of that.
Well, they're controlled in part by, you know, the pharmaceutical companies. They've been taken over by people with just awful worldviews that do not follow the science and that really are pushing this radical agenda. So, you know, I think they become irrelevant over time because people, although you might find media trying to refer to these associations, they are becoming less and less relevant. Because if you look at the trend both internationally and in the United States, their voices are being pushed to the side for rightful reasons because they no longer represent real science or the medical community.
Right. And of course, these puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and the medical mutilating surgeries are never the answer.
Well, and Chloe Cole is is one of many, many examples of that. And so what you're seeing are individuals who have been harmed by these procedures, puberty blockers that harm them, sterilize them, stunt their growth, cause other kinds of organ problems, cross-sex hormones, and then the permanent mutilation of your body through surgical amputation of healthy body parts.
Well, think about Chloe, though, Matt. If they had taken away that social media, if they had got her into good counseling, I think her life would be different
today. Her life
today
would be so much different. And that's why people like her are speaking out, and that's why the pendulum is changing. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's /helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.